as close as you were in that last quarter?
Well, a scoreboard's a scoreboard. I thought they made us pay some poor stoppage work early on, sort of getting past the ball and a bit of defensive positioning. So, you know, we knew Trelaw and that was a threat coming in. So, yeah, with a couple of young players down there, just that chemistry of positioning. So we were made to pay there. And I thought we were a bit helter-skelter with our ball use, that lack of composure at times. But that improved after half-time. That was something we spoke about. And then our ability to get to them and close them down. They got some pretty good foot skills. But look, we were pretty effective when we got it forward. So, yeah, I'm not sure to make it your question. Sometimes, you know, there's numbers and there's numbers. But clearly the critical piece was turning it over centre back, which hadn't been an issue all year, but it's raised its ugly head the last 2 weeks. So sometimes it's just execution, sometimes it's about working together, sometimes it's about the opposition pressure, so it's a combination of those things, but that was frustrating and disappointing. And then where it's been a strength all year, our attacking mid stoppages, they counterpunched us 4 times, and that was that positioning stuff and accountability piece we spoke about. We come here to compete today on the back of last week. And I think if Collingwood had done a lot of things, you know, they've changed a bit and they've got some stuff right. If they'd have got it right early in the year, they'd probably be even in a better position. So, we're disappointed and frustrated. It was a frustrating day, probably, even when we were making a run at it. Like, even in the third quarter, there was a couple of those quick kick out of stoppages where they just took uncontested marks, which is just poor positioning, really, and working together. So, but in saying that, we fought on, you know, bar some, you know, fundamental skill errors, it could have been closer. So, yeah, but I thought they deserved to win. We would have pinched it a bit, but, and probably too fewer, as we're developing, too fewer carrying the load, probably, you know, so we're a bit reliant on our very best. We need a few more to sort of step up around the edges to be factual.
That moment where Brad Hill was running into the open goal and you missed it, how much does that hurt?
It was more than that, though. I think it's easy to get stuck on that. But I'm more concerned about the first quarter myself, you know. Our starts haven't been well. I think we're a bit rip and tear, that lack of composure, them getting out on us turning it over. So that's where, under the heat of battle, and games are won and lost in first quarters, not when Brad Hill's running into open goal. I mean, it's easy to focus on that. My concern is getting the bulk of it right, and at the minute, we're not getting the bulk of it right. But, you know, we had another debutant, and, you know, Husey, he'll learn from that. He knows he's got to get better with the ball and adapt to the tempo, same as Brady Gray and Tabernard and those guys. So that's where I'm at. We understand there's no silver bullet here, and we've got to work our way through it. But, again, I thought, well, once we got a bit composed, I thought our leaders around the ball stood up against quality, Fife and Neil, I thought Walters and Stephen Hill went to half-back. I thought Joel Hamling got moving and Johnson. It's just a bit of that method, that consistency of method, I would think. You know, you've got to keep your head around you and not just go off on individual bents, even though you're trying to do the right thing.
How close was Sandilands getting
up? Yeah, look, there's a bit about early in the week. I thought it was a real possibility. As the week narrowed, it became less so. But sometimes you just have internal stuff you're banging around. I'm pushing harder than some, and so sometimes you just give everyone the longest opportunity.
Slow starts aren't new, as you've already said, but was it extra disappointing as soon as you're looking for a response from last week?
No, I think it just highlights, just because you talk about something, it doesn't make it happen. You've got to action it. We changed our training. Typically, you know, we understand what, it's not all about effort, it's about composure and keeping a cool head at times. So I don't think we did that.
Aaron's absence, was that a big factor, do you think?
No, not at all. I mean, clearly you're like your best available. I'd imagine they got a few out. I don't look at their list. I can tell you who it is. But to progress in this competition, you're going to be no excuses. There are going to be personnel changes all the time. That's been our motto here. Not our motto, our creed, our belief. And nothing I've experienced in the last little while has changed my philosophy on that. I would think everyone's got to play their part and stand up, and that's about the size of it.
You'd be hopeful he'd be right for Brisbane next week?
Yeah, again, I have to work through the week, give him every chance. But we want to improve our footy fundamentally. You know, that really, it was two issues, turning it over centre-back, and but a combination of factors. Sometimes we were out and just couldn't hit a target. So, and their pressure was good, all those, in providing the right options and making the right decisions. And then unusually, you know, they scored heavily from their defensive mid-stoppages. So I've already had a look at the vision. We've already identified the problem. We sort of knew some of it on the run. But when you put those two things together, you're going to be under pressure. I think around the ground, other than that, they spread the ball really well. We're disappointed that we didn't close it down and we didn't spread it as well as we wanted to.
Your ball use had been better probably up until the last 2 weeks. What do you put it down to?
As I said, I think it's a combination of the three. I mean, at times when it works, you look dangerous, but not enough composure. You can't just blast your way through. You've got to pick your way through at times.
Stephen Hill and Ed Langdon both came off to get the knees checked. I think Ed was the one who's missed a bit of time. Do you know how they...
Yeah, he seemed to struggle. He was fine during the week. We're backing our young players in. Could we have put a more rigorous fitness test around him? Maybe. But we really like Ed. What's Ed's done, obviously put some heat on him to try and finish the game strongly, but he was a little bit distressed at the end. But that's part of that strong mind stuff of AFL footy, and he's been really good with it. So we'll support him, and clearly it's been going up and down. We haven't handled it quite right in the end, so we need to look after him, because you don't want to grind, you know, your good young players into the ground. So, you know, he'll probably need some looking after, I would think. He was a bit frustrated, and it puts pressure on the team too. But Stephen Hill finished. He was fine. He's still building a little bit, so yeah. But I thought his second half was a lot to like.
And how did you assess the debutant, given he was down back in the area you highlighted?
Yeah, I'd have to go away and look at it. I think it'd be unfair. But where rap we played him, I think he's got a future. As long as he works hard and stays level, I think that you've got to find your bit in AFL footy. Once you understand it's nothing but hard work and, you know, sacrifice, you can make your way. But you know, that's yet to be determined. Thank you.